Revelations 4. You know, I was studying my Bible in the book of Revelation. I want you to read, let's read it together. The Bible says, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. Tell your neighbor, come up here. Say, come up here. And I will show you things which must take place after this. The next one. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. The next one, please. This person is John speaking, and he said, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Can I get the next one, please? Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had their crowns of gold on their heads. Can we see the next one, please? One thing I love about this scripture is that the person who was speaking is John. And then what happened here, if you read a translation of the Bible, you see most of our Bibles have titles on them. And the title that was on this particular Revelations 4 in a translation was A Scene in Heaven. And then when I was reading this, I could not help. I started to think about the earth. I started to think about the stars. I started to think about the trees. Everything is so detailed. And I began to match what I was thinking about with this Revelation 4. And I just realized, and if you read down, you will see it. The Bible talks about the four beasts. One with the face of a calf, another with the face of an eagle, another with the face of a man, and another with the face of a lion. And every single time these beasts open their mouths and they say, holy, holy, holy. Every single time they start to honor and give glory to God, the 24 elders, they bow. The 24 elders lay their crowns and they bow. And I couldn't help but think, you know, sometimes the busyness of this life can make you forget that heaven is real. The busyness of this life can, it can make you, you know, daddy told a story one day, and little boy asked, how big is God? How big is God? And then the father saw a plane and he said, look at that plane. He said, how big is that plane? He said, it's very small. And then the father took the boy to the airport the next day and he said, now look at the plane. How big is this plane? He said, it's very big. He said, exactly, your proximity with God, that is what determines the size of God to you. That is how you see God. What I want you to do now is what happened to John. The King James Version says, come up hither and I will show you things which will be after this. I want you to come up hither. I want you to come up hither. Don't look at me. I want you to think about this big God that we serve. He's not a human. Jesus. He's not a human. He's not a human. Oh, he's a big God. I don't know what the doctor may have given you as a report, but he's a big God. I don't know what they may have told you in your job, but he's a big. I don't know what they may have told you as a student for your admission, but he's a big God. He cannot be equated with any other God. He cannot be equated with any other God. Somebody come up here and see your God.